You are listening to The Full Circle.
And coming up next, in honor of World Youth Skills Day, today we zone in on the importance of equipping young women with STEM skills to ensure they are not left behind in a rapidly advancing digital and innovation-driven world. And we're going to be speaking to senior physical science education at the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls, Urapileng Mokgatle, on the other side of the line. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Beth, for having me on your show.
So, as global conversations focus on preparing youth for decent work, meaningful participation in the country, it's absolutely vital to recognize the gender gap that still exists in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and the critical need to close it. And the Oprah Winfrey Academy has been really at the forefront in terms of making sure girls are well exposed. Why was there a need for this?
There's a very big need for that, especially in South Africa, because just from our history of segregation, women were left behind. And even right now, if you look at where top divisions are being made, we have less women and more men. So what we are actually trying to do at OLED is to make sure that our girls, they sit at those tables where those big decisions are being made.
And the importance of a skill-based, future-orientated approach to the education in empowering young women. I know a lot has been happening, and for, you know, I don't know why we're still lagging, especially when it comes to the girl child. Where science and technology is concerned, they always are behind the schedule, if I may say so.
Yes. Is that thing that now, you know, when we go into the sciences, the technology, the engineering, the mathematics, there's always that stereotype that, no, that's for the boys. So now the girls, that's how they got left behind in the past. But right now, what we are doing right here at OLED, we are not just teaching STEM, and we are not confined to the textbook. We are really living the STEM, like the science, the technology, the engineering, the maths. Actually, we speak of STEM right here at OLEC. It's the science, the technology, the engineering, the arts is also there, because that's a very huge part that helps our girls with the regulation. And, you know, now coming to bridge that gap, now that means that we need to break a whole lot of barriers, whereby now we need to show them the real thing. They need to interact with this thing. They don't just need to know chemicals from the textbooks. The girls need to be able to set up their own experiment. They must test things. So even with their IT right now, they are even prototyping apps. There's a lot that is happening. Just the equipment that we have here at the school, that's something that now broadens their horizons, because all of the girls that we have here at our school, they are coming from places that were reduced to poverty. So some of their life experiences, they are not as modern and urban as where they are coming from. So even some of the things now, they are seeing them for the first time, and just seeing a girl coming here who was not even, they knew that there was something called a laptop or a computer, but they never sat in front of them. And right now, after they have completed, you see them doing big things like your digital media design at UJ. One girl is also helping us in the space of education, whereby now she's taking the math and science and making it visual, so that other learners coming after her, they can actually see it and understand it better.
And what is the importance of the role of mentorship and leadership and emotional intelligence in the academy's teaching philosophy?
Yeah, so now, you know, for you now to be able to nurture leadership and emotional intelligence, those things, they must start with self-belief. And our girls, they lead the tech labs, the science labs, the math labs that I'm talking about. It's on them. They are student-led. They are not teacher-led. So this is something now that also builds up their confidence as they are able to now be able to see that they can transform other people's life. Also, themselves, their life is being transformed by somebody else who's busy mentoring them and showing the way forward. And that's transformation for me.
I'm speaking to Urapeleng Mokgatle, Senior Physical Science Education at the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls. Honoring World Youth Skills Day, we'll get to touch on that when we get back. Let's take a break.
If you think you cannot afford a lawyer, think again. Clientele Legal has made professional legal services affordable for you. Whether it's a civil, criminal, or labor-related matter, we have a nationwide panel of attorneys standing by to assist you. SMS SAFM to 32195. That's SAFM to 32195, and we'll call you back. Clientele General is a licensed non-life insurer and an authorized FSP. Standard rates and terms and conditions apply.
They both have a rich history of glory.
Station, your own support here.
Amakhosi tackled the Porcupine Warriors.
This is as good as it gets.
This is the Toyota Cup.
The game you've been looking forward to on your football calendar.
Giants refuse to fall.
Big game. The big game.
On Saturday, 26 July at 2:30 p.m. Streaming live on SABC Plus across the entire African continent and SABC One. Also available on SABC radio stations at 3 p.m. Brought to you by SABC Sport in proud partnership with Kaizer Chiefs Football Club.
Bertha Charuma on SAFM.
And I'm speaking to Urapeleng Mokgatle, Senior Physical Science Education at the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls. So why is this particular day, honoring World Youth Skills Day today so important for your institution?
If you can look at some of the studies that have been coming up, like UNICEF, UNICEF told us that most of the jobs that exist today, they won't exist in the future. So we need to impart skills of the future to a girl child, because those girl children, most of them, they are coming from places whereby they cannot access the knowledge, you understand? So now them now being able to get access to this, that's something now that's going to start breaking all those barriers and putting them in the correct field. Because if now they continue with the skills that won't be there in the future, they continue doing that. That means somewhere there in the future, they are going to become irrelevant. So right now, they need to see that things like your data scientists, your engineers, some of those, these are your scarce skills right now. So if we can get them excited right now about learning these skills, I think they stand a better chance in the future of them competing with other people in other spaces.
And just out of interest, do you have any success stories that you have seen alumni from the institution who have pursued STEM?
Yes, we the school started in 2007. There's a whole lot that I can mention, but for now I'm just gonna talk about Zanele Tlengle, the lady that I was just telling you about, who's doing the digital media design right now at UJ. What she's doing right now, because if you know, most of us, we do not learn in the same way. Some people, they see pictures and they already get a picture of what is happening. Some people, they are logical. They need to read through things. They need to scrutinize all the information that is given to them, and hence then they will understand whatever it is. Some people, they are artistic. You'll even find maybe your daughter or your son busy studying there, they are tapping their feet or they are tapping their hand on themselves. That means that they are kinesthetic. So we learn in different ways, you understand? So what Zanella right now is doing, because she's more into the visual art, now most of these concepts, she's bringing them to life. She's animating them. So kids will just be looking at maybe your cartoon, but it's not actually a cartoon. There is a topic that she is addressing, you understand? So that's some of the things that she was like, this is something that I can do to take back to my community, so that now, because even if you ask around South Africa, all the kids who are in your top 1%, which subject were the hardest, they'll tell you about math and science. So math and science right now, what we're doing right now, we're just trying to make it fun. We're trying to make it visual. We're trying to make it hands-on. That's what we're trying to do right here at Hule.
And then your high-performing students, or just your, you know, the students that would have taken up STEM, do you have an after, when they leave the institution, do you follow through and just track to see how good they're doing, and do you have support systems afterwards?
Yes, there are support systems afterwards. Even from when they are in matric, there is a department that helps them with applications, mentorship, and all that. After they leave for tertiary, there's also people stationed at different universities who constantly go there for mentorship to guide them and make sure that they are still well taken care of. Because now when they move from school, they go back home or they go to the institutions of higher level of learning, which now becomes a problem for them because now they need to become independent. So still, even when they move forward, there is still that support there for them.
And if one is keen to participate, who do they talk to? Is there a site, or where do they get information?
Yes, you can go into our website. You'll find contact there. They can talk to our chief advancement officer, who is Yanni Horn. The lady will be waiting for them so that they can help us make more impact around the world, not just around Oleg.
And for someone most probably who has never done anything, you know, has never really done their background, has nothing to do with technology, has nothing to do with mathematics. Do you also welcome such students?
We welcome everybody. Hence, I was talking of STEAM and not STEM. Or now, even the arts, we also have the arts. If you can come into our school, we have a very big theater right there. All the instruments that you can think of, the kids are getting into it. We have a lab for visual arts. Like the art also is something that we embrace. So we are not just a STEM school, we are a STEAM school.
Orapeleng Mokgatle, thank you so much for making time. That's Senior Physical Science Education at the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls chatting to us. Have yourself a great one ahead.
Thank you, Betha, for having me. Bye.
Bye.